Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here at the North Dakota Corn Council studio. We're coming up today. We're going to give you some great news, some breaking news regarding who's going to be at Farm Fest this year. And Kent Thiessy, Vice President for Ag at Minstar Bank, says we come to Farm Fest coming up the 6th, 7th, and 8th of August. It's approaching fast. And as Farm Fest coordinator, Kent, you have scheduled a U.S. House Ag Committee listening session on the farm economy. We've got some heavy hitters politically coming, and those always bring out a lot of people. But headlines today, you got some breaking news. You got a special person coming to that listening session.
Well, we've been working here for a couple months to get this all finalized, and it was official as of this morning that U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue we'll be at Farm Fest the middle day, which is Wednesday, August 7th. Farm Fest is August 6th, 7th, and 8th. And he'll be joining U.S. Ag Committee Chair Congressman Colin Peterson from the 7th District of Minnesota, who will be hosting the U.S. House Ag Listening Session on the farm economy. So Secretary Perdue will be joining Congressman Peterson. They'll both be obviously saying a few words and taking comments from the audience, and they'll be joined by some other members of the Minnesota congressional delegation, U.S. Senator Tina Smith, Congresswoman Angie Craig, and then Congressman Jim Hagedorn, Congressman Dean Phillips, and Congressman Pete Stauber, and possibly there might be two or three other members of the U.S. House Ag Committee that might be added to that yet from other states, but should be a great forum. And I, some of the listeners probably think, well, it's not that big a deal, but really for the U.S. Ag Secretary and Chair of the House Ag Committee to be on the same forum or House Ag Committee listening session at the same time and same location outside of Washington, D.C., doesn't happen very often, especially when they're from different political parties. So we're pretty excited about this opportunity and really thankful to both Congressman Peterson and Secretary Perdue that they're willing to do this, because I think it's an important time in agriculture right now.
It is an extremely important time to figure out some solutions or at least just listen. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often, the two of them, when they're in their home base in Washington, D.C., but to have it happen in Redwood Falls, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's we're really looking forward to it. And actually, Secretary Perdue is planning to spend a good chunk of the day there. He's actually going to start. I should mention the listening session is from 10:30 to 11:50 before the noon hour, but he's actually going to start out that morning and join Zippy Duval, the American Farm Bureau President, and Kevin Papp, the Minnesota Farm Bureau President, during the free pancake breakfast and be there to greet people and maybe even flip a pancake or two. But and then he's going to plan to stay around and visit some of the exhibits and tents after the forum's over. So we're really looking forward to having him spend some time at Farm Fest.
Now, if people want to make a comment or an official statement, how to?
Well, we're actually going to do it a little different. We had a listening session at Farm Fest on the Farm Bill 2 years ago, and that one was a little more formalized, where if folks wanted to speak, they had to sign up ahead of time. We're going to I'm actually going to be out in the audience with my mic like I usually am for the forums, and we'll just take comments and questions, brief comments and questions from audience members, and then depending on what it is, there may or may not be a response from Secretary Perdue, Congressman Peterson, or the other panelists. But we want to make it a little more less formal, I guess, hoping to get comments from wide variety of folks that are out in the audience.
There you have some reasons to head to Farm Fest down at Redwood Falls, 6th, 7th, and 8th of August. That's just a couple of weeks away already. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting from the GANAG Gateway building there at Farm Fest. And then coming up on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, Mitchell, South Dakota, site of Dakota Fest, will be broadcasting from the Superior Grain Bin booth. The following week, it's Farm Progress in Decatur, Illinois, and we'll be broadcasting from the Dagelman booth. So good reasons to head out to farm shows during the month of August. And if But if you can't go, well, we'll be there for you. Just turn your radio on. We'll be broadcasting from a farm show. It's farm show season coming up.